And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive beaten, for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Rachel, was written by Erwin Gonchak.
Yigal, a battered hulk of a man from the four corners of the world, watched over the remains of the settlement.
How much longer, Yigal? How much longer do we just stay and wait and do nothing?
Patience, my friend. Patience.
Maybe we should have left with the others. Maybe we should leave now.
This is my home. I've left too many homes in my life. I leave no more.
But the loneliness, the futility, the heat, and him out there. With my hands, I would break his neck in two.
Does no good. I know.
I curse you out there for this. I curse you 1,000 times. And I will get you. I will get you.
From the steps of the house, Yigal stared at the small shack in the distance. In the sweltering heat, the grass seemed to have turned to gauze, and a lonely eucalyptus shimmered as if it were reflected in water.
You see? Even the donkey is becoming scrawny, nibbling at roots that soon will not be there. And then, Yigal, mark my word, the desert will return again.
The desert has never left, my friend. It is still here in the souls of men.
Aye. Look at that stupid creature. He's going toward the barbed wire. Be careful! Be careful where you go! You will be an easy target for the enemy!
Don't worry. His animal innocence will save him.
I know what will save him. Our adversary is too lazy, too indifferent to fire.
Friend, you fool only yourself. You know that the Arab who is across the fields is keeping his bullets for the bedtime serenade.
For days, the routine had not changed. Night after night, with muscles aching from fatigue, first Yigal would hear the lone Arab's fusillade, and then he would be lulled to sleep by the whining of a million insects. And during the early hours of the morning, he always awoke to the thin sound of gunfire pattering on the roof.
Yigal, what an awakening! What an awakening!
Aye. A man should be awakened by the cool sweetness of the morning air and the plaintive cooing of the turtle dove.
Between your philosophical words and the Arab's bullets, what an awakening! What an awakening!
Come. Our neighbor from across the dark field calls.
You out there! We return your early morning greeting!
And now, back to bed and dreams. Dreams.
And so it was for days, and the lonely vigil continued.
Yigal, when do we sleep a night?
When?
When all this passes away.
Yigal, all you have to offer is philosophy, when it is action that is needed, a plan of action.
You are still impatient, my friend, but you will learn.
Well, at least let us review the situation.
Review. Review.
The Arab sniper is across the fields, and we are here.
Yes. And in between us is the brown earth, lifeless, inert.
He sees our gardens, our trees, our animals. But he does not move because he knows our territory is scattered with landmines.
The seeds of our generation.
And we do not move because if we cross the open field, he will pick us off like sitting ducks in a shooting gallery.
So, my friend, your plan of action?
I am thinking, Yigal. I am thinking.
This day, as every day, Yigal stared at the shack in the distance and saw nothing. Wearily, he made his way to the deserted office of the settlement secretary.
Once a busy, bustling center of activity. Life was here. Look at it now.
We know who was responsible for this.
Stucco's peeling from the walls. Cobwebs across the beams. Aye. And over the bookcase, a faded picture of Ord Wingate, of His Majesty's Royal Army in the Middle East.
There was a fighter. He'll always be to us Hayadid, the friend. The general knew how to deal with night raiders.
Yes. The history of our times is a faded picture. The years go by and the picture changes. But still it is here.
Well, the general had the cunning of a hunted fox. He would know what to do. A daring plan, executed with clockwork precision.
Enough. All right. We fight when we must. But tell me, what is General Ord Wingate, the professional soldier, to me, Yigal the farmer?
Words, words. It is better that I turn on the radio. Lull me to sleep, Tel Aviv, with your cosmopolitan charm.
Rachel, my lamb, have I forgotten you? Come, let Yigal rock you in my arms. Such eyes. The mystery of the heavens in such eyes. What do you see, Rachel? The last remnants of humanity? No, Rachel. You see only Yigal the shepherd.
Yigal, the lamb is thirsty and you give her words, philosophical words, which are even worse at a time like this.
You are right. So I put some of the goat's milk to boil. And soon you will be warm and sleepy again, my little Rachel. Come, Rachel. While your milk is warm, we shall dance. Da-da-da, da-da-da, da-da-da.
Holding the lamb at arm's length like a partner, Yigal waltzed crazily around the room.
Before you gave the lamb philosophy, now it is a song and a dance.
I know. When all she wants is milk. Here, Rachel, drink. Drink, Rachel. While I tell you of the days that had been.
Uh-huh. All the pieces fit together like a jigsaw puzzle. Yigal, you have given me the last piece.
Rachel, when we came, the land was barren.
The other day, the donkey at the barbed wire, my mind started to work.
And the words of the psalmist were in our hearts. The desert shall bloom like a rose.
And second, the landmines in the field.
Rachel, the wasteland was reclaimed. The swamps were drained. The naked hills were reforested. The shacks became houses.
Third, Yigal, the faded picture, the general with cunning imagination, daring.
We worked. We suffered. And the life was very hard.
And fourth, Yigal, your dance with the lamb. Uh-huh.
But we made the land green. We became part of the land. And at my side, Sarah and the little Rifkala, wife and child.
The Arab will bother us no more. I now have the plan of action. The lamb sleeps. You will see, Yigal.
You will see.
For a while, Yigal sat there with the sleeping Rachel in his arms, and as he rocked back and forth, he heard the voices of the past.
Papa, they are here. The actors and their play. They have arrived at the kibbutz. Hurry, Papa. Hurry, or we will be late.
And it came to pass after these things that God did prove Abraham and said to him,
Abraham,
here am I.
Take now thy son, thine only son whom thou lovest, Isaac, and get thee into the land of Moriah and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
Papa!
Yes, Rifkala?
I cried for the boy Isaac, Papa, and I was so glad when the Lord spared him.
Yes, Rifkala, I know.
But, Papa, I sorrow for the little lamb. I sorrow for the little lamb that was sacrificed. I sorrow, Papa. I
sorrow. Hamet sei minu khone khono ta khas khane fei hashino.
After the attack, when the others left, I could not leave. They said I was crazy to stay. But what is there for me in Tel Aviv? Sarah and little Rifkla are buried here. This is my home. Rest in peace, beloved Sarah, little Rifkla, my precious lamb. I will not leave you.
The Israeli settler gently rocked the sleeping Rachel in his arms, the little lamb, in whom he saw mirrored the sweet innocence of his lost child. That night, the bullets beat a louder and more insistent tattoo on the roof.
Yigal, perhaps the Arab has been joined by others. And now, right now, as we wait, you're preparing an attack.
Friend, you are a weaver of fantasies. Don't let your imagination get the better of you.
No, 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 it's you. Your complacency that is driving me mad.
Easy, my friend, easy.
But after tomorrow, everything will be all right again.
Yes, tomorrow, tomorrow.
And we will be able to sleep a night through in peace.
Yes, yes.
The plan of action. You will see. It'll work.
Yes, the plan. But now I suggest you try to rest. I will go outside and stay on guard and watch the hills.
Yigal must have fallen into a deep sleep because the sunlight was fanning the fields when he awoke.
Ah, the sun is up. Huh. I hear you, Rachel, I hear you. Enough, Rachel, enough, I hear you. Yigal is coming. Oh, my God. She's in the fields. She's trapped. She's hurt. Wake up. Wake up. Rachel, she's hurt in the fields.
Yes, Yigal, I hear her. I can hear her.
Quick, come with me. We must help her.
The plan is working well. Very well.
We will need wire cutters. Here, take a rifle.
Don't worry. It'll be all right now.
What are you talking about?
If we can hear the lamb, so can the arrow.
Well, of course he can hear her.
Then the plan will work.
What plan?
Sit down, Yigal. Now there is time to talk. The action has been taken.
Hmm?
Now all we do is wait for the inevitable to happen.
I will squeeze the life out of you if you don't stop talking in riddles.
The Arab is a farmer.
Talk! Talk!
When I saw you feeding the lamb, all the pieces fit into place. The donkey at the wire fence, the landmines in the field, the daring plans of the general, and the lamb.
What did you do? Tell me!
Before the sun came up, I crawled with the animal across the field.
Huh?
Cut a hole through the barbed wire.
No.
pushed the lamb through the fence onto the Arab side.
No.
And carefully placed her in a bomb crate.
No. No. No, no,
no. I knew she was frightened, and like a frightened child, she will not move.
My God, you're a fiend.
And like a frightened child, she will cry, and the Arab will hear her.
My God, what have you done?
And the Arab is a farmer, so he will go to her.
Oh, what have you done?
And when he picks her up, the landmine will go off, and we will be rid of it.
No, no, you're mad. I must save her. Rachel! Rachel! I'm coming! Yigal is coming!
Yigal! Come back! You will be killed! The plan will fail!
Yigal ran wildly into the fields toward the bleating lamb.
Eyes! Think, Yigal, think! There is still the Arab, and his eye is sharp. Don't run. Crawl. Crawl. Now, this blasted wire. Where did he go through? Here. Yes. Here is the place. I remember. I remember now. But how? How do I remember? Rachel! Rachel, I'm coming! Your girl is coming!
The shot was close. And for a moment, your girl lay on the ground, paralyzed.
Rachel! Rachel!
The bullets popped and cracked around him as he elbowed forward.
Rachel, I will save you! I must! I must! I see you, Rachel. A few more feet. Ah, Rachel. Your girl is here. He's not forgotten you. Now, now, you must hold still. Carefully, carefully, the mind must be disconnected. Now, don't worry, Rachel. I know how to do it. I know what to do. There.
And then, with infinite tenderness, he picked up the lamb and cushioned her against his body.
Oh, your leg bleeds. I'll bind your wounds. Forgive me, Rachel. Forgive me. There, there. I will comfort you. I will make you well. We go, Rachel. We go home.
Yigal slowly inched forward on his elbow with the lamb huddled in his arms. Once or twice he dropped Rachel, who gave a little moan and pawed feebly in protest.
God be with us. 20 yards to the fence. 20 yards. God be with us. Oh. I must rest a moment. A moment. Rachel, listen. The Arab has stopped firing. Why? Is he toying with us? Is he reloading his rifle? Oh, I must. Oh, I must.
Yigal grasped the lamb and reeled blindly forward. With his free hand, he snapped desperately at the barbed wire and pushed Rachel through the gap. The wire spiked his arm. He squirmed to release himself, but the wire penetrated more deeply into his flesh.
Shoot! Shoot, my enemy! You have your gun! You have him! Torturer, fiend! Why don't you shoot? You have me! You have the builder of Zion!
Nothing but silence and the peaceful sound of the field. The tension went out of him. He stood up to full height and cut himself free. And then, with the wire cutters in his hand, he waved to the lonely sniper across the fields.
Shalom! Peace unto you, my neighbor!
Shalom! Peace unto you, my neighbor!
Do I hear the Arab? Does he call? You in there! Did you hear the Arab? Were you listening? Did you hear him answer my greeting? Your plan, my friend. What happened to your plan? But where are you?
He's gone. Rachel. He's gone.
Was he ever here?
In the house, Yigal carefully examined the lamb's wound and decided that infection might quickly set in. Then he remembered that the iodine was in the doctor's office.
Wait here, little one. We shall have you jumping around again very soon.
Yigal put on his Panama hat, pulled the curtain across the window to keep out the glare, and went over to the deserted clinic. The hot sun must have made him forgetful because he ventured out in broad daylight without keeping his head well down.
How stupid can you be, Yigal? You are a dunce. You have the sense of a donkey.
He waited a full minute on the ground before edging ahead on all fours.
Yes, I can picture my friend the Arab standing there by the window of the shack with his tarbush tilted over his eyes, muttering to himself. A man trying to save his lamb is one thing, but this is war, and war is still on. And so it is, my friend. So it is.
I'm coming, Rachel.
Rachel, my little one. The iodine will hurt. But it is good. It is good for you. No. All right. Now, I have here some milk for you. Drink, Rachel. Drink, my innocent one. There. And now sleep. Sleep. And when you are a fleecy sheep, together, Rachel, we will build a settlement again. Schlaf, mein Kinderle. Schlaf.
Satisfied at last that the lamb was asleep, Yigal lay back in his chair and closed his eyes. Suddenly the room was filled with men. Lean, dark men with the smell of the earth and sweat about their bodies.
Wake up, friend. It's all right.
Looking up from heavy eyelids, Yigal saw a stockily built Israeli captain with a gun slung over his shoulder.
What's on the other side? Over there. Through my glasses, I can see a shack. I can see smoke.
An Arab outpost, Captain. But I think he is alone. He gives me no trouble, except at night.
We'll soon blast him to bits, my friend. Look over there. The first convoy is already climbing the hill.
He is alone. He will give himself up.
We have no time to wait.
Time, Captain? What is time?
By nightfall, our guns will be there. We shall send the Arab to his ancestors and start clearing the fields in this area.
The riddle is solved. The fields are cleared.
What? Well, anyway, we have mine detectors, artillery, mortars. By noon, two planes should be here.
An aeroplane? Well, you could drop a few men behind the shack. He would give himself up.
We can't spare the men.
Captain, please. You can do this.
Friend, settle down. I know how it has been. The sun and the loneliness can do strange things to people. And I see you have a wound on your arm. A few days in a rest camp.
Captain, I'm all right.
Yes, I understand. Look, your lamb can use some treatment. Her leg is bandaged.
Captain, I can take care of Rachel. She'll be all right. Please, Captain, get your men to fire in the air. Call for him to surrender. He will see that he is outnumbered.
You seem to want to save this Arab. Do you know him?
Yes, Captain. I know him. Rachel knows him, too. He is our neighbor.
I see. All right, my friend. For your sake. And your neighbors. We will try.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mrs. Moses Dykman of New York City, National President of the Mizrahi Women's Organization of America. Mrs. Dykman.
The sensitive story we have just heard delineates one of the great dilemmas mankind faces in our time. We are asked to face the hard realities of hostility, suspicion, and tension in international affairs, while at the same time, the divine impulse of creativity and building for peace demand expression as the most fundamental responsibilities of our religious duty. The path to peace lies in an understanding of the hopes and aspirations held in common by all men, and in the full realization that all peoples, even those with whom we may not be in agreement, are of one Father. If we are true to the principles of our ancient faith, we will not exclude, in our thinking, any people from the family of man. In today's story, an Arab farmer allows a Jewish farmer to save a tiny lamb. In turn, the Jewish farmer is able to persuade soldiers, performing the necessary duty of defense, to spare the life of the Arab. One act of goodness begets another, and even in the matrix of war, two men have reaffirmed man's hope for peace. Each one of us, to what extent we are able, is charged with the duty of building towards a future in which our world is governed more fully by the biblical ideals of justice, morality, and peace. In Israel itself, the practical opportunity of service to these ideals is being met by the Mizrahi Women's Organization of America and other American women's organizations through extensive programs of child care, social service, and education, as we help young people to prepare themselves for a productive future, as we teach them the arts of peace, as we pass forward to them the treasures of the human spirit, which are our heritage, we help to move our world forward towards a time when all men will live in peace and brotherhood. For, as in our story today, each act of goodness begets another, and the future of the world lies in each man's hands.
Thank you, Mrs. Dykman. Our Eternal Light drama today, Rachel, was written by Erwin Gonchak and was based on the story Rachel by Gabriel Gersh in the University of Kansas City Review. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Joseph DeSantis was featured as Yigal, and Louis Van Ruten at Chagall's other self. Others in the cast were Roger DeCoven, Leslie Daniel, Guy Rep, Cecil Roy, and Brenda Harris. Our narrator was Alexander Scurvy. This is Bill Hanrahan speaking. Our program is directed by George Boutsas. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.